Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad. Today, we're going to be talking about the issues from CrowdStrike to the hacks on car dealers and what it means for our critical infrastructure with Ira Victor, digital forensic analyst. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmaker.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
When Roe versus Wade was overturned, I couldn't believe it.
50 years of progress gone in an instant.
Now I hear Sam Brown was chairman of a group that fought to ban abortion.
With no exceptions, even for rape or incest.
And not only that, Sam Brown tried to hide it now that he's running for Senate, leaving it off his official campaign documents so we wouldn't find out.
It's no surprise that Sam Brown wants to hide his extreme views.
But we know he's not for us.
Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you, but we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with my friend and somebody who I use for my IT security, Ira Victor, digital forensic analyst for discoverytechnician.com. Ira, welcome to the show.
Good Thank you.
Good to have you on here.
Good to be here.
So let's talk about, you know, some of the issues that we've been dealing with over the last few days. I mean, I've had a myriad of friends who have been impacted by the CrowdStrike. Well, what was that? Was that a hack? Was that just, you know, screw up on their part?
Yeah, so it looks like all the, and I don't have inside information into CrowdStrike, but I can read, and the information coming out of that event is that it was an outage caused by CrowdStrike having substandard processes related to checking their updates of their software. So let me explain. So first off, you've got CrowdStrike, which is a software company. They call themselves an AI-first software company, and they provide cybersecurity software. A lot of their customers are using Microsoft Windows for their PCs and their servers. Now, it's little known, a few years back, the antitrust regulators in the EU forced Microsoft to open up portions deep down in their software to third-party software companies like CrowdStrike. For Microsoft hadn't done that before. Apple doesn't do that. Even this ruling didn't affect Apple, but Microsoft was forced to do it. And Microsoft can't really have one version of their software for one country and another version of their software for another country. So it affects everyone in the world. And so we had really the perfect storm. We had CrowdStrike, which appears to have substandard approaches to testing their updates before they send them out. And then we have Microsoft that opens up this portion deep inside its software, and those two events collided. And when the bad update hit the Microsoft software, it caused the entire computer, the server, the desktops, to be unusable.
The blue screen of death,
That's
as
right.
they say.
That's
and
right.
so, I mean.
Even a reboot, you do a reboot, you still get blue, what we call BSOD, blue screen of death.
What do we think the financial impact has been of that, from what, airlines to banks, hotels. I know I was sending emails to some of my members, big companies, and it's like, we got an outage. We may not be able to get back to you.
That's right. And as a matter of fact, even everyday people were affected. Shippers, FedEx reported delays in shipments because of this problem. So it ripples through. So the experts say we're at about $5.5 billion so far this week. as of this week, we're at about $5.5 billion in losses due to this CrowdStrike outage.
How do I plan for that as a business? Can I go out and put that on my insurance policy? Are the insurers good about covering those things?
Yeah, so this is that's a great question. So we're lucky here in a way. Nevada was one of the early states that changed statute in 2019.
And Ira, hey, you had something to do with
I
that.
Did.
I know you're working with Senator Gantzert.
I worked with Senator Gantzert. We were here on the show talking about this back in 2019. And so in the 2019 legislative session, legislation was passed that adopts a standard for the state of Nevada that defines what reasonable security is. And this is important from a legal perspective. There's no such thing as perfect security. The question is, does an organization have are they reasonable in how they do security? Do they have a process? You know, we get success through good process,
yeah.
Right? So you have a process in place that provides reasonable security. And in Nevada, the statute that is listed is in NRS 603A.210,
okay,
which is the Center for Internet Security. They're a nonprofit organization, and they have a standard that defines reasonable security. There's another standard listed from the National Institutes of Standards and Technology.
So, okay, what does that mean to me as a, you know, as a computer owner, as a business? What does that mean? What's reasonable security kind of in a real kind of tactile sense?
So the CIS standard is a cookbook. It's a list of 18 controls.
Okay.
And when you follow these controls.
Two-factor authentication
is on it. Oh, there's a whole bunch of items on this list. And it's updated every few years to keep current.
Okay.
And if you use this, if you go through
the
checklist.
Do I have to use all 18 or?
So there, it depends on the size of your organization.
Okay.
Okay. But if you do use all of the items on the list, the evidence is quite clear that it stops in excess of 90% of the attacks that cause data breaches. It's extremely effective. And so when you do that, so that's your cookbook. What do I do? Get a cookbook, and the CIS is a great cookbook. And Nevada was the third state to put such a statute into law 5 years ago. And now there are about a dozen states that have some version of this in their laws and their administrative rules. So it's a fastest growing standard of its kind for defining what reasonable security is. So this helps you with your day-to-day keeping your operations up and running and secure, but also when bad things do happen, whether it's like in the case of CrowdStrike, you know, if your organization was not using CrowdStrike, but someone else you do business with is, and you can't do business anymore, then that's an example in which insurance can help you. And so the insurance industry, through some work that I did actually, here in Nevada, there is an insurance company that will now give you greater coverage and better rates when you adopt the standard, because it lowers their risk. And the best analogy I have is, you know, here in Nevada, if you live up an elevation where there are a lot of trees, if you put a tile roof on your house, you get a better insurance
sure.
rate, right?
Sure.
And so it's the same concept. This lowers the risk of something bad happening when you adopt this standard. And so the savvy insurance companies provide an incentive for that.
So those insurance companies, are they as willing to do that in other states that don't have the same kind of standard that we do here in the Silver State?
Most of my experience with this here is here in Nevada. But I would think the answer is yes, because I've been involved as an expert in litigation
okay.
and in other states, and we have used this standard as an explanation to the court in litigation. So while a lot of my experience in this is in Nevada, the companies are nationwide. that are providing this. They're not just Nevada insurance companies. They're providing this nationwide.
So, you know, Ira, you think about these kind of protections, and it depends on the size of your organization. I mean, we have some of the biggest. I mean, you think about the Colonial Pipeline shutdown that that happened. You think about MGM, where you know, they hackers shut down their
shut down the hotels, basically.
The hotels, yeah. I mean, people waiting in for hours and hours in line. Who are the folks that are doing this?
Oh, well, so many of them are in third world countries, or they have a lot of people in third world countries that are very poor. Many of them in Eastern Europe or in the Arab world or South America. And they join forces often with someone in the West, so they have a face that can sound not so third worldy. And so they collude to attack these organizations.
Are these state actors at all? Well, I mean, are they supported by,
So some of them are. Indeed, the North Koreans are known to be very involved in this.
Yeah. The Sony, Chinese, Sony got hit with that a couple years ago.
Some allegedly reports are from the North Koreans. The Iranians are very active in this area. Some people in Pakistan are active in cahoots with state actors, with China. And a lot of times what the evidence seems to tell us is that a lot of these guys are like freelance pirates that will do their own stealing, but then when a nation state wants someone, they'll say, hey, well, here, we'll give you some money, go attack this entity.
Okay, it sounds like the high seas, in the 16th, 17th century.
You know. Indeed. So you've got privateers and mercenaries. And they're it's a combination of them. So they may be doing, a casino this week on that's private, the private attack. But a nation state actor against an electric grid might be hired to tap into an electric grid another time.
All right. We are talking with Ira Victor, digital forensic analyst here on Nevada Newsmakers. And we'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across Northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Ira Victor, digital forensic analyst with DiscoveryTechnician.com. Ira, we were talking about state actors, and you mentioned the electrical grid. How susceptible are we to have these folks tap in, cause chaos on our electrical grid, our water systems? We've seen what's happened with pipelines. How susceptible are we to these kind of attacks?
So think about this. One relatively small software company. I mean, CrowdStrike is publicly traded, but they're not, a Fortune 10 company. They have about $70 billion market cap, CrowdStrike.
And that sounds big for truckers.
It sounds big for truckers, but it is small. You know, Apple's worth $2 trillion. Microsoft is worth $2 trillion. So it's small in the grand scheme of things. That one relatively small, moderate sized company. Look at all of the damage that one substandard update cost. Now imagine a nation state actor taking out the grid, taking out water supplies, taking out energy supplies. This is really a taste of what some people have called the digital Pearl Harbor, a nation state attack to really punch us in the ribs. Hard.
You know, Ira, when I look at the state of a lot of things in the world, I mean, you're not spending a whole lot of blood and treasure to be able to do those kind of attacks, and you're causing kind of the maximum amount of chaos. How protected are we?
So, the level of protection, in my opinion, has gotten better. The electrical grid, the water supply people are more aware of this than they were just a few years back and are being more proactive. The question is, what about the third parties? So we all remember the Target, the breach. It goes back about 8-10 years ago now, but it was a very large breach at the time. Target systems themselves didn't fail. Target had done an agreement with a third party company to monitor the temperature of the dairy cases where the milk is kept.
Sure.
Because
yeah.
Target is now yeah. a grocery store, not yeah. just apparel, right? And so they have to, for health and safety reasons, that milk has to be at a certain temperature. And so this company had a digital system that monitored the temperature of the milk cases and other dairy products in Target stores. There was bad process in how that was connected with the Target stores, and the bad guys broke into the temperature monitoring company's network and used that access to get into the Target network. So that's a real concern. What kind of third parties are connected with these critical infrastructure players that allows a nation state actor to lie in wait when they want to snap the trap? And here's the scary scenario. Some sort of event that the electric grid operator misses, and then this third party attack happens. And let's say they take down the grid this time of year in Las Vegas in southern Nevada, when it's been about 110, 12, 15 degrees yeah. during the day. And on average, we have between 750,000 and 1 million visitors in Las Vegas on any particular week. Plus we have about 2 to 3 million people living yeah. in southern Nevada, yeah. right? On top of the residents. So imagine the grid goes down, and it goes down when it's about 112 degrees on the Las Vegas Strip. The elevators stop working. The water system is affected because the pumps are electric. And we have 750,000 people pouring out onto Las Vegas Strip because the AC might not be functioning properly. Where are they going to get water? Where are they going to get
Lake
power?
Yeah, needs a hike.
Yeah. People are on medications, on oxygen. They can't do that. People are going to die. So that is a Pearl Harbor scenario for Nevada. That would be crushing for us in Nevada. So one of the thinking that Senator Gansert had behind having a standard like the Center for Internet Security in place in Nevada is because we want to reduce the likelihood that we have a scenario like that. And even no security system is perfect. But if we have some sort of event, if we can minimize the damage, maybe part of some critical system goes down and we can move the people to the area where we've got facilities for them. So we limit that damage by following standards like the Center for Internet Security, we limit that. And I want to disclose something. The Center for Internet Security is a nonprofit. I am a volunteer for them. I am one of their founding ambassadors for the standards. I want to disclose that, but I don't get paid to say this. I've used this standard, and it was a second generation of an earlier standard. I've used those both standards many times, and I have seen it protect an organization from attack or when the attack happens, the damage is minimal. It doesn't take the organization down. We don't have a Pearl Harbor type situation or a CrowdStrike type of situation when you use that standard. So that's why I keep coming back to it.
So, okay, let me ask you, what do you do when you get hacked? I mean, a number of people, they get, hey, we're taking over your data. You need to pay this ransom.
Yeah.
What do you do? What's the, as a digital forensic analyst, an expert in this field?
Yes.
What do I do if I'm sitting there and I get an email that all my data has been taken over by one of these rogue actors?
Great question. So first off, the best time to put, so this is what we call incident response. And that is one of my areas of expertise. As we all know, the best time to put the signs that say exit and the fire sprinklers in the building is before there's a fire. So there's planning before you do that. So hopefully you've done some planning. And this standard that's in NRS, the Center for Internet Security, has guidance and instructions for planning for bad, when bad things happen.
Okay.
All right. So whether you have, let's just say you don't have a plan in place and the bad thing happens. So the first thing you want to do is you want to isolate it. So if you've got messages on systems and emails saying, hey, we've been attacked, you want to get your systems off the network.
Okay.
The bad guys are on the network.
Okay.
And you want to get some professional help. Not from IT. IT's goal is to keep operations, keep printers going when you say print, to keep the monitors going. They're an operations function. You need an expert in incident response who can help you properly respond to that to minimize the impact on your business, on your customers, and to help you with potential litigation.
Here's a question before we go to break.
Yeah.
Do you pay them?
Do you pay the ransom people?
Yes.
No. No. Because all you're doing, I have actually worked with clients that initially wanted to hire me. They had no plan. They got breached with ransom. They said to us, we want to get back in 24 hours on an initial call. I said, well, I got to see what the situation is before I can tell you how long it's going to take. Well, the ransom guys say they'll get us back in 48 hours. They'll get us back online. They paid a significant sum of money to the ransom guys, and they were back up for a week, and they got ransomed again.
All right. We're going to be back for our final segment with Ira Victor, digital forensic analyst here on Nevada Newsmakers.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Friendly.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Cocktails and delicious food.
It's a good time to eat.
Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're here with Ira Victor. All right, so Ira, before we left our last segment, if you get ransom, don't pay the ransom.
Don't pay the ransom.
They take your system over. So, okay, what do I need to do if I want to learn more about this and how to protect myself?
So we're lucky here if you're in Nevada, there's a couple of great resources. One is if you go to my website, discoverytechnician.com, send an email, send a message from there, and I will send you, anyone who's listening to watching this, I will send you a free pass to a virtual conference that I am speaking in about just these topics, and that will help give people guidance about what to do and how to do the planning, and that's there's no cost for them, and they sit in their office and watch a video. Watch it live. It's a video virtual conference. And it's on August 21st.
Okay, so we got some time.
We've got a couple weeks to plan it, and my talk is at 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
You can see the talk. Secondly, there is an organization called the Reno Cigar Lions Computers for Kids Club at computersforkidsclub.com, and that is a nonprofit organization that takes PCs that are going to end up out in the desert somewhere in a junkyard, restores them, puts a high security, high privacy operating system on it from the Center for Internet Security, and gives these computers to young people that have no computers at home. People, adults can get involved in this program and learn about security and privacy by volunteering in the organization. This is an exciting career. There are hundreds of thousands of jobs that are unfilled right now in data security in the country. And starting salaries for someone with experience is in the six figures.
All right.
So there's a big opportunity here for anyone watching this, family members, career change people, people that are graduating out of high school. Again, if you go to discoverytechnician.com, go to the Contact Us page, send me a message. I'll send you information on that too.
Ira, as always, it's informative and enlightening, and it scares the hell out of me. Hey, thank you very much. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real. It's growing. And it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
This has been Paul Enos filling in for Sam Shad. If you want to rewatch this show, or you missed any part of it, or watch old shows, you can go back to NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thank you for watching and listening.